Hashem Aleichem's sweetest friends, she should be a special schus for remembering Rosh Yechiyu and for Yedid Nafshi or Pinchas HaMelech and Be'el Frodo V'achav V'tzach V'chamas HaYodav for us V'chai Fega Bas Michal Yisbasya V'shach Shachol Yisrael and he have flaw in Bava Kama Daf Ayin Amal L'Famad Aleph. He asks on what the Rava said there in Bava Kama and also in Ksubis, and the Aflamet Gimel Omid Beis. Omar Rava. Rava says that by Tvicha and Mechira, there's a din of Shlech L'Dvar Avera. Why? Because Omar Rachmana, the Tavchoi Umachoi, so it says that there's Tvicha and Mechira. Ma Mechira al Yidei Acher. Av Tvicha al Yidei Acher. Just like Mechira, a person's Mischayev, when there's another person involved, most obviously, because you can't sell unless there's another party involved. So to Tvicha, a person's only Chayev if there's another party involved. A person's Chayev even if there's another party involved. Meaning, there's a Shliach for the Tvicha. And in such a case, one is chayiv. Ma mechira al yidei acher, av tvicha al yidei acher. So Frek, the haflo on this Rava, on this Maimer of Rava, is Rava arguing with Tana de Bei Yishmael and Tana de Bei Chizkiya that learn from, it says weiter in the Gemara, oi l'rabas is ha-shliach, de Bei Chizkiya Tana, ta'achas l'rabas shaliach, it says, Chamisha Boker Yishalim Tachas Hashor V'arabat Zayin Tachas Hase. So, is he arguing? They learn it from those superfluous words, from O and Tachas. So Rav is an Amoya. How can the Amora argue with Rabbi Yishmael and the Bechizkiya? So, once you have this hekesh of the tavchoy machor that they slaughtered or sold it, then you don't need the yitur anymore in the pasuk. You don't need the superfluous words o and tachas. From the fact that you have o and tachas, then you don't need the hekesh. So how can Rava argue with these tanaim? So that was the kasha of the hafla. In the tshuvis, Heshiv Moshe and Cheshiv Mishpat, in Simon Sadi Tess, he answers this kasha, he discusses this. And in the Sefer Avnei Tzion of Moreinu Agoin Agadol, Rabbi Ben Tzion Akoin Kan, Zecher Tzadik Uvroche, so he answers the Darko Api Derech HaPilpul VeHaCharifus VeHaBekius as follows. The Rama in Cheshin Mishpat and Simon Shin Peches Yivtes Vav brings from the Rashbitz in Chelek Aleph that if the Shliach is Muchzok Limsor, we say Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Avera. It means that normally we say Ein shliach l'dvar avera. But if he's muchzak to do this avera, then we say yesh shliach l'dvar avera. And see also about this in the tshuvas shvus yankiv in chelek aleph, simon kuf samach dalet, and in the tshuvas chasim sofer, in chelek choshen mishpat, in simon kuf pei he. And in, so he writes these there and there about mesira. That if he's muchzak limsor, we say yesh liach l'dvar avera. And the tshuvas koch of miyankiv, in siman reish yud, he says the same applies if the shliach is muchzak l'mumar l'chal l'shabasis, oy la'avoy d'zorad avi mumar l'chol ha'tera kula. Let's say this person, this shliach, is muchzak, he's a mumar to be machal shabbos. You know, he's a machal shabbos, a wanton Sabbath desecrator, he's an oved avoy d'zorah. So such a person's a mumar l'chol ha'tera kula. So about him we say, Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveiro. And this is difficult, because if that's true, then what's the kash of the Gemara in Baba Kama Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph and Ksubas Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis B'Toyveach Al Yidei Achir? If somebody slaughters the stolen animal through someone else does the slaughtering, V'chizeh Choyte, V'zeh Mischayiv, how could it be that Shimon does the Aveira and Reuven is Mischayiv? That's the kasha of the Gemara. And the question is, what's the problem? Why can't we just say that we're talking about somebody who is a mummer l'chal Shabbos? And we had a kasha, how could it be that Reuven does the Aveira and Shimon is Mischayev? Let's say Reuven does the Aveira and Shimon is Mischayev. What's the problem? Let's say it's talking about where Reuven is a Mormel Chal Shabbosos. And if that's the case, then we would say Yesh Lech L'Dvar Aveira. So why is it a problem saying B'chizeh Choyte B'zeh Mischayiv? Yeah, it's true. Zeh Choyte B'zeh Mischayiv. Why? Because Yesh Lech L'Dvar Aveira. Why Yesh Lech L'Dvar Aveira? Kasha the Gemara is, how could it be that one person does the Aveira and the other person is Mischayev? Because Yesh Lech L'Dvar Aveira. But if we're talking about a Mumma L'Chal Shabbosos or a Mumma L'Avay D'Zara, then Erech Inami, Yesh Lech L'Dvar Aveira, and in fact, Zeh Choyte V'Zeh Mischayev. If the Koich of Miyankiv is right in Simon Reish Yud, that if the Shliach is Muchzak L'mum L'chal Shabbosis or L'Avay D'Zara, who's a Mum L'chol HaTarakul V'Yisei Shliach D'Var Aveira, and what's the Gemara's Kash in Ksubas in the Baba Kama, V'Chizeh Choyte V'Zeh Mischayiv? We could say we're talking about a Shliach Mumr V'L'Kulei Alma Yesh Shliach D'Var Aveira. So we can say that the MS, is what the Gemara answers. That we learn that by Tevicha. What's the Gemara's answer to that kasha? V'chizeh choyte v'zeh mischayiv? Amar Rav ha'in achinami. By Tevicha we say, Yesh Lech L'Dvar Aveira. We're asking on the kasha. How do you ask such a kasha? Let's say we're talking about Amar L'Chal Shabbos HaSol HaVei D'Zava. So the Gemara's answer is also true. You don't have to come on to the fact that the person's a mummer. By Tevicha we say, Yesh Lech L'Dvar Aveira. And the Mishalech has to pay the dollar vehe. As the Emes Mishani, the Afina Mikroi, the Betvicha, Yeshlech Advar Aveira, even though the Shlech is not a mummer. However, this is difficult, because Rava learns from the Tavchoi Machroi, Ma Mechira Ali De Acher, Av Tvicha Yidei Acher, that by Tvicha Yesh Lech L'Dvar Aveira. But how does Rava know this? Maybe when the Pasuk makes the Hekesh between the Mechira and the Tvicha, it's talking about a Shliach Mumer, that L'Kulei Alma Yesh Lech L'Dvar Aveira. So how does he prove that we always say Yesh Lech L'Dvar Aveira by Tvicha? Maybe here we're talking Dafka about where the Shliach is a Mumer. So we can answer, based on what the Tzlach writes in Chulin, Yomar Maschil Oid Yesh Loimah, that Mumer L'Avay D'Zara L'Chil Shabbos is a Mumer L'Chol HaTorah, it's only Mitam Roiv. There's a miyut of people who serve Avodah Zarah L'Chol Shabbos who aren't a Mumer L'Chol HaTorah Kulo. Ayin Sham Hu B'Sefer Yalkut HaRoyim B'Chelek Beis Daf Mem Amud Aleph Erech Mumer. So according to this, we can say, Shele'inyan maman, we can't say by shliach mumen. Yeshlech udvar aveira. Why? Because we paskin like Shmuel and Baba Kama and Baba Basra, daf mem vavam beis and sadi beis and beis respectively. That ain holchem and maman achar aloiv. And since there's akopanim and mute, that are not a maman lechol haTorah kula, even though the roiv is a maman lechol haTorah kula, yeshlech udvar aveira. However, nevertheless, we cannot be mechayiv the mishalech mamayim mekoyach this roiv. The ain holchem the maman achar haroiv. So what was our kasha? Our kasha was that maybe the pasuk is talking about a shliach mummer, that lekulei alma yesh shliach dvar aveira. So how do we know that by teficha we always say shliach dvar aveira? So the answer is like the tzlach says, that the mummer lavei dezor lechol shabbos and mummer lechol atorah is mitam roiv. But it's not always, and by mummer we don't go after the roiv. And the mele, since by mummer we don't follow the roiv, so we're not going to say by tevicha, here we're talking about mammon, it's paying mammon. We're not going to say that the mishalech has to pay the dal of a hay because of the person's a mammon, because that's only midin roiv. Here we're talking about mammon, but mammon ain't olchen achar roiv. And the Meila Rava learns from here that by tevicha, we always say shlich advar aveir, even if the person's not a mammon. And we can say that that's emes the reason of those people who argue with the Rashbits. What does the Rashbits say? The Rashbits says that's the one brought by the Ramah in Shin Pecher Siv Tezvav. That if the Shliach is a Muxak Limsol, is a Muxak to be a Moser, we say, Yesh Shliach Udvar Aveira. So those who argue with the Rashbits and hold that even by a mumir ein shlech udvar aveira would be that since that the mumir lechol haTorah kula is mikoach roiv, we can't say that mikoach zeh shlech udvar aveira mechayev mammon, chayev the mishalech mammon, ve'ein holchem mammon achar haroiv. And this is clear. So the Rashbits doesn't subscribe to this, but those who argue with him would say that this whole vort of those who argue with the Rashbits and hold that even by a mummer ain't shliach udvar aveira, it's because that the mummer lechol haTorah kula, that person's a mummer lechol haTorah kula, is mikoach roiv. And you can't be mechayiv somebody mummen mikoach roiv. So the Rashbitz, this whole vort, was only about a moiser, that if he's muhsak to be a moiser, then we say yesh lech udvar aveira. But this was expanded by the koich of miyankif to say that if the shlech is a muhsak as a mumer lechal shabbos is a lebo dezar, that is a mumer lechal haTorah kula, we say yesh lech udvar aveira. Those who argue with that yisod of the koch of miyankiv, which is built on the Rashbits, would hold that it doesn't help us that he's a mummer lekol haTorah kula, because when we talk about mummenis, ein holchem a mummen achar aroiv. And memela, there's only a roiv that he's going to do the avera. There's only a roiv that he's a mummer lekol haTorah kula, but not 100%. And by mummen we don't go after the roiv, and therefore we don't say yishlech udvar avera. And if so, Rava learned very properly from the Hekesh of Vitavchoy and Mochoy, the Beshchid de Betvicha, Yeshlech Advar Aveira. He has a Hekesh from Tvicha to Mechira, that by Tvicha, we say the Rishlichus Advar Aveira. And even though we're talking about a Shliach Mummer, Even by Shliach Mamre and Shliach Dvar Averis. So it's not, doesn't help us talk about a Shliach Mamre, because by Shliach Mamre we'd say Shliach Dvar Averis by Mamonis. So therefore Rabbi was correct in saying that always by Tvicha Yeh Shliach Dvar Averis. And it doesn't help us to say it's talking about a Shliach Mamre and say, oh, only by Shliach Mamre Yeh Shliach Dvar Averis, because Shliach Mamre is only a Rav. And Enoch HaMamonach HaRav. So why does the Mishalach have to pay? The answer is because by Tvicha we always say Yesh Lech Advar Avera. However, Yesh Lohair Lefi Masha Kosev Beginas Vorodim in the Prima Godim in Kval Amethes, he writes that that Shein Ochim Mamon Achar Roiv Urak Midir Abonon Shemavuar Betosis Bebaba Kame of Chavzayin Amud Beis, that Ein Ochim Mamon Achar Roiv is because the Smoich Mi'uta Lecheskes Mamon the Smoich Mi'uta Lechazaka ודידון, הרי רק מדרבונן כמבואה בתייסס וחולנו בחורס, ודרייסה קמלן ורובר חזק עבור בעודף. In other words, the Guinness Vrodom writes that 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 אין הולכם במומן אחר הרויב is only a din דרבונן. Because we see in תייסס and בבא קמה that 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 אין הולכם במומן אחר הרויב is because we say סמוך מיעודה וחזקס מומן. That we have, a person has a רויב that he gets the money. On the other hand, the other person has a miut that he gets the money, and he has a cheskes mamon. So what do we say? We say, smoich mi'uta l'chazaka, and the putting together the miut with the chazaka is only a din d'rabbanon, like we see in two tosfasim. With midaraisa we paskin, that the rubel l'chazaka ruba adif. So the roiv is stronger than the chazaka. So it's only a din d'rabbanan that we say smoch miut ala chazaka, that the miut comes together with the chazaka, and therefore by mamon you don't go after the roiv. So this whole vort of ein ocham mamon achar roiv is only d'rabbanan, because hefker based in hefker, and so writes in the Kinas Vodim there in Klasam Chalef, and the Rosh Yosef in Chulin, Daf Yud Aleph. So here we have an important insight that Ein Ocham Mamon Achar HaRoiv is only a din de Rabbana. It was also discussed in the Tshuva Sholem Meshiv in Madur Rakam in Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Tzadi Hei, and the Tshuva Shem Arya in Yeradeh and Simen Yem Zayin, Kiryas Melech Rav Chelek Beis, Daf Ein Vavon Beis, Mishnas Rabbi Eliezer Asfardi Chelek Beis, Choshem Mishpat Simen Yem Zayin. He proves from Ksuba Staf Chav Chesam and Aleph that only the Rabbanan Echom Mamachar HaRoiv. It's also discussed by the Yishvei Lev in Ma'areches Reish Simen Gimel. By the way, this was all written by a Yid, a Holocaust survivor, who didn't have a computer. This was written for computers. So he was a walking Oitzel HaChochm. So if that's true, that Enoch Mamachar HaRoiv is only a Din Rabbanan, it's still Shver according to Rava. How does he know from the Hekish of V'tavchoy o'machoy lepetvicha yesh lech advar aveira? Maybe we're talking about a shliach mumil that yesh lech advar aveira. And if you're going to say, no, by mumer ain't shliach advar aveira, because that mumer l'kol ha'terakula, that a person's a mumer for Shabbos or for Avodah Zarah is a mumer l'kol ha'terakula, is only mikoyach the roiv. And ain't ochem mamon achar roiv. And therefore, we can't say it's talking about a mummer because it's not going to help us, because we're dealing here with a case of mamonis, and by mamon we don't go after the roiv, and he's only a mummer the kola terakula. Mikoyach roiv, and ain't ochem mamon achar roiv. So therefore, the mishalech wouldn't be chai for the tficha. It wouldn't help to say he's a mummer. That's not true. Because Menatar, we do go by Mammon after the Rav. And if so, Menatar, we can say that even the Mammon, if the person's a Mammon, Yesh Lech Udvar Avera. Since we have a Rav that is a Mammon L'chol HaTorah Kula, so if we send the Mammon to do the Tvicha, we're going to say Yesh Lech Udvar Avera. You know he's going to do it. He's a Mammon L'chol HaTorah Kula. There's no Divrei Rabba, Divrei Atam, Divrei Mishamon. You know he's going to do the Avera. So, since it's he's a member of the Kala Tarakula, the Fiat Torah, we're going to say Ishlech Dvaravera. And we wanted to say, no, we're dealing with Mammon, it's only a Rav. But that's only Din Rabbanan. Here we're dealing with Din Torah. And Rav is talking on the Torah level. So how does the Rav know from the Torah, from the Pasuk, that by Tvicha, we say Ishlech Dvaravera, maybe it's talking about a Mummer. And only by a Mummer, Yeshlech Dvaravera, because Mikoyach the Rav, he's a Mummer the Kala Tarakula. Mummer the Shabbos level is always a Mummer the Kala Tarakula. And therefore, if you send him to do the tficha, we're going to say yesh lecha d'aravera. Here, there's no dibur abba dibur atama dibur mishomen because he's a member of the kol ha'tarakul. He's not going to listen. So, in the mele, we do say yesh lecha d'aravera, but dafka by a mummer. And don't tell me no, it's mammon. Ain't ocha mammon achor. It's only din rabbana. Rabbi here is talking on a Torah level. So, how does Rabbi get that by tficha we say yesh lecha d'aravera? Maybe the pasuk's talking dafka about a mummer. That's the kasha. So we can answer as follows. Based on what's mevur and tosin chulin, softi ramaschul smoich, or bepchoris, di ramaschul ibay seima, even though Reb Meir is chayish lemiyuta, rak mederabonam, nevertheless, that smoich miyuta lachazaka, is according to Rav Meir min HaTorah, Ayin Sham, in Tosin Chulin, and in Bechoris. But even that Rav Meir is Choshish Lemiyut, only mid Rabbanan, but that we say, Smeich Miyut HaLechazaka, according to Rav Meir, when we put the Miyut together with the Chazaka, that's a Din min HaTorah. So according to Rav Meir, that Ein Olchem Imam and Achar Roiv, is min HaTorah. Because we said, Smeich Miyut HaLechazkis Mamin. So he would hold that they put the miyut together with the cheskes mamon, and ain olchem b'mamon achar rov, and that's a din Torah. And therefore, Rav would be correct. Aliba de Rav Meir from the Tavchay Amachlo that by tficha yesh leich l'dvaravera, and we can't say we're talking about a shleich mummer, that yesh leich l'dvaravera, and it's only if he's a mummer yesh leich l'dvaravera, not normally, because that's not true. Because by mamon, this isn't shayach. Since he's a member of the Kol HaTarakula. Since that he's a member of the Kol HaTarakula is only Mikoyach Rov. And by Mammon, we don't go after the Rov. Because Rav Meir, L'shitasa, that Ein Ocha Mammon Achar Rov is Min HaTorah. And therefore, even by a Shliach Mummer, we can't say Yeshleich Udvar Avera and be Mechayiv the Meshaleich Mammon. Because that he's a Mummer is only Mikoch Roiv. And you don't go be Mammon Achar Rov Midor Reisel Rav Meir. So if we put ourselves the Shittas Rav Meir, then it makes a lot of sense what Rav says. And if you look in the Gemara there, we're talking B'shitas Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir L'shitasai says, Midor Raisa, Ein Holchem Mamoin, Achar HaRoiv, because he holds that Smoch Miyut HaLechazaka is Adin Torah, and the Mele, it's not going to help us to say, we can't say that it's talking about where the Tvicha was done by a Mummer. And that's why Yesh Lech Advar Aver. Because a Mummer for Shabbos and Avodah Zarah is only a mummer of the Kol HaTarakula. Mikoyach Roiv. Vein Holchem Mamon Achar Roiv. So therefore, the shliach should be chayev, and not the mishaleach. So therefore, Rabbi says, no. Anytime you see here there is shlichus, so it's not talking about a mummer, it's talking about every time. Every time you have a shliach by tvicha, we say that yesh shliach dvar aver in the mishalech is chayiv. And not specifically by a mummer, because by a mummer, we would say, according to Reb Meir, Smoch miyuta lechazaka is a din taira, and Ein hochem amaman achar arayv is a din taira. And therefore, since we're dealing with mamanis, the mishalech wouldn't be chayiv. Not for the fact that by tvicha the mishalech is always chayiv. So that's all according to Rabbi Meir, who's choishish from miyut and smoke miyut ala chazaka is v'na teira. But the didan that smoke miyut ala chazaka is only a din de rabbanon, like Tosis writes in Bechoros Daf Chof, and so is mefulish in the Marshan Chul and Dafin Aleph and Ralph, that we're not choishish le miyuta, where there's a chazaka, together with it, midarais only de rabbanon. So ein och ha moment acharov is only a din de rabbanon. And midarais, we're going to say that by a shliach mumer, Yesh leich dvar aver af b'mamen. And even though, if he's a mummer for Shabbos or for Avodah Zarah, he's a mummer for Kol HaTorah Kula, that's only mikoyach the roiv, nevertheless, we're dealing with the din Torah over here. And mi din Torah, yim b'mamen hochanach ha-roiv. Like the Ginas Vodim says that we saw earlier. So in a Torah we can say that by a shliach mummer, yesh shliach dvar aver, even by mummen. And we follow the road that the shliach is considered a mummer lekol haTorah kula. In the Mela we're going to say yesh shliach dvar aver. We don't say divrei harav, divrei hatam, divrei misham. We know he's not going to listen. He's not in the parish of listening. So the mishalech is going to be chayiv. That's ledidan, according to Reb Meir. Shliach would be chayiv, if not for the fact that by tvicha we say that yesh shliach dvar aver. But according to us, we don't pass like Rav Meir. We hold ein och mamon achar arayv is only the derabbanan. But the raisa, we do follow the arayv. So since this person has a din of a mummer, a kol haTorah kula al pi arayv, so we're going to be mechayiv the mishalech. And Rav is hekesh, isn't going to help us. So that explains Pshat and the Gemara. Rav was only talking the Shitas Rav Meir, so he can learn from the hekesh. But the other Tanaim, the Bei Rabbi Yishmael, the Bei Chizkia, they're holding, not like Rav Meir, they're holding that Ein holchem b'mamon achar arayv is only din derabbanan. Midin Torah holchem b'mamon achar arayv. Since midin Torah holchem b'mamon achar arayv, so if this person, based on a robe, this mummer l'chal Shabbos or Berzara, is a mummer based on a robe, he's a mummer l'chol haTorah kula based on a robe, so that's enough for us. So here's the din of a mummer l'chol haTorah kula, and that's why yesh shliach dvar avera. So according to those other opinions, we could be talking here about a mummer. So the pasuk is talking about a mummer. How do you get that by tvicha? We always say ein hochem b'mamon achar arayv. We always say yesh shliach dvar aver. According to the other opinions, according to non-Rav Meir, those who argue with Rav Meir, according to the other Tanaim, they hold Ein Ochel Mimaman Acharov is only Din Derabbanan. Midin Torah, you do follow the Rav. If Midin Torah, you follow the Rav, that means a person who is a Mummer, Chal Shabbos, if you ever go to Zara, it's a Din of a Mummer, the Kala Torah, cool, even for Mamanis. And therefore, maybe the Pasuk by Tzvicha is talking about a Mummer. And it's talking about a Mummer, and we understand why the Mishalech is Chayv, why Yishlech Varavir is talking about a Mummer. We're trying to prove that we always say Yishlech Varavir. So that's why they need to come on to other Psukim. And Shekhain Rabu is going to be Shittas Rabbi Meir. Shittas Rabbi Meir, it's not going to help you to say the Pasuk is talking only about a Mummer. Because Rabbi Meir holds that Midin Torah in Ochem and Mammon Achar Rav. So since we're talking about Mammonis here, this person's only a Mummer Alpi Rav. That doesn't count. That's not sufficient. So the Pasuk can't just be talking about a Mummer. It must be telling us, if it's telling us that the Tveveh is Chayev, if he's a Mummer, it doesn't help us. He's Ein Ochel, because Ein Ochel Mammon Achar Rav Midin Torah. And therefore the Shliach should be Chayev, not the Mishaleach. Therefore Rav learns B'shitas Rav Meir that we always say by Tvicha Ein Ochel Mammon Achar Rav. And we always say by Tvicha that Yesh Shliach Advar Avera. But according to the other opinions, it holds. It ain't Hochem Mammon Achar Rav, it's only Din Derabbanan, Din Torah Hochem Mammon Achar Rav. So maybe Taka the Pasuk is talking about a Mummer. And Alpi Rav, he has a Din Mummer. And therefore, Dafka for the Mummer, we say Yesh Lech Dvar Aver, because he's a Mummer. But anybody else, we would say Ein Shlech Dvar Aver. So how do they know that by Tevicha we say Yesh Lech Dvar Aver? So the answer is they have to come on to other Psukim. That's the Mahalach here in the Gemara. And of course, there is a Gevaldik Hemshech to this. And Amir to Hashem, if Hashem is kind to us, then we will continue on this amazing journey in the next year. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom. Sweetest and most beloved friends.